It's got to be Arvin Lurie. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, the parent division of the KPL family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory. Hallelujah.
God, we bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory, honor, and praise.
The word of God, we praise God. Thank you.
God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Glory, Father.
Yes, sir.
We
thank you.
Say thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That being said, let's get this party started. Hallelujah. Let's get the praise and worship going. Here we go.
Holy Spirit, cause when you have the way, something has to break. Tear out every lie, set the wrong thing right. Cause when you have the way, something has to break. Something has to break. Right now in your name, something has to break. Something has to break. Hey.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Love to worship you.
Love to worship you. I love to worship.
Just celebrate that.
Come on.
Tell him how much you love him. Tell him
how
much you
love him.
Tell him how great he is, you know. Come on, just love him.
Come on.
I'm talking about your Savior.
Yeah.
Love you through my pain.
Come on,
you love me through my pain.
Yeah.
You love me through my pain. And you love me through my bad, Jesus. You didn't erase my future.
Come on.
Because of my past. I'm glad you love me through my good and my bad. Through my good.
Come on.
And my bad. You love me through my good. Love me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Because of my bad. Thank you. I'm glad you love me through my good and my bad.
You love me
through my good and my bad. So glad you love me
through my good.
Never took your life away.
Love me from my bed. You took the rest of the future.
Thank God you didn't write me all
over.
I even did some things I know you despise, God.
You love me from my bed.
And my bed. You love
me from my bed.
Come on, I'm sometimes we make you ashamed. Thank you for never giving us what we deserve. Every other request that you grant,
Lord.
With help and love and everything.
You love me through America. You love me through America.
This is my favorite right here.
You keep on loving me. Thank you. You keep right on loving me. You keep right on
loving me. You keep right on.
Yeah.
Through the good and the bad, you never stop loving.
Well,
through the lessons learned, you show me we disobey. We run away from bring change in name,
well,
but your love remains.
Yeah.
Who can love me like you do now?
Yeah.
What you are to me, no man can ever be.
That's right.
You see through every mistake, through every stumble, you prove to your children, you'll always be there. Because every slip, you'll come to my side. You'll come to the dentist, you'll come to the
doctor.
What you thought I would be, guaranteed to die.
Nobody.
You love me to my core, to my best. Oh, to erase my future, cause of my past. I'm glad you love me through my good and my bad. I say this prayer. I say this prayer. I say this prayer. I say this prayer. On a Sunday morning, stood outside contemplating whether I should walk through the door. It seems a lot don't show me from way back when. People holding to all those passes, but I know all have seen. And I'm sure that it's moving, baby. I'm just glad I'm still here to tell the story. I've been there, Oh, yeah, I've got best day to see. Another day. And even bringing it out the wrong, even when I feel wrong. I'm
Jesus, and I worship him
because of who you are.
Hallelujah.
Lord, God, we worship you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. We worship you, Father God.
Yeah, God.
We honor you, Father God. We glorify you, Father God.
You alone are worthy.
Yeah. Only you, Father.
You alone are worthy.
They know like you, Lord. We thank you, Father God.
You alone are worthy.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do something different. Where that table at? Glory.
You're going to sit.
Glad it was closed. You're going to sit right in the middle.
My God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, you kind of laid me out. I didn't know what you were doing. What would you like me to do?
I'm trying to put it in the middle.
So you want me to move this chair right here?
That's the right one. There's a mirror next to the bed. It's going to be flat. Oh boy. And see, I don't want to know that it's a handicap thing. Let's just go back up here then. Well, God, I ain't allowed yet. While we're here live on the podcast, we are in transition right now to going live on Facebook. Amen? Mm-hmm. And here we are, live on Facebook. Here we go. What was that?
I don't know, but that was you. What was that?
I have no idea. It sounded like something coming
out. A little
out.
Bit, right?
Yeah. I know this is the Lord's house. He said, whosoever will, let them come. But
it got to be two-legged creatures, though.
Yeah, two-legged individuals. Living creatures, I should say. How about that?
Oh! You in that water, did you?
I'm dropping everything. Well, you know, the Spirit is still here. We welcome the Spirit. That Spirit is falling early in heaven this morning. Amen. Amen. And we appreciate the Spirit. We welcome the Spirit. We adore the Spirit. We need the Spirit. So at this time, we're going to ask the First Lady of GMPCC. Let me just do this like this. There we go. We're going to ask her to pray us in on this morning's service. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God be the glory.
I can go ahead.
Give me a second here. Okay. Yeah.
Amen. Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord God, we thank you for this morning, Father God. We thank you for waking us up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for having mercy on our soul, Father God. God, we thank you that we woke up this morning, Lord God, with you on our mind, Lord God, and our hearts, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we came in to praise and worship you, Father God. And God, we thank you that when we came in to praise and worship you, Father God, you met us here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and you poured out your Spirit, Father.
And so, God, we are so thankful, Lord God, and grateful, Lord God. We are grateful for who you are in our lives, Father God. We thank you for who you are becoming, Lord God. Lord God, as we walk closer and closer to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that enters into this service, Lord God, who downloads it later, Lord God. Lord God, however it touches them, Father God, that they will be transformed and renewed in mind, heart, and spirit, Father God. And God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, God. God, we thank you for, Lord God, those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, that you will send Jehovah Rapha to their bedsides, Father God. Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, to the hospital, Lord God. Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, wherever they may be sitting, Lord God, even in their own congregation, Father God. Lord God, that they would know who you are, Father God, and know that you are a God of healing, Father God. God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for those, Lord God, who are worried about their bills, Father God. Don't know how the ends are going to meet, Father God. Lord God, but we know a man, Lord God, that came down, Lord God, and then went up on Calvary, God, and then went back with you, Father God, and said that he is Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. And God, we thank you for being Jireh, Lord God. God, we thank you for being Elohim, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Nissi, God. We thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, God. We thank you for being Jehovah El Shaddai, Father God. And God, we just say thank you, Lord God, knowing, God, that you're able to meet every need, Father God. And Lord, and we just say thank you for it, Father God. God, we thank you for every man and woman of God that are entering into the pulpit on today, God. Lord God, let them put themselves aside, God. But allow you, Lord God, to come forth, Father God. Lord God, allow themselves to be a vessel, God, that you can speak through, God, to speak to your people, Father God. Because there's a time, God. That we need you like more than ever before, God. A time as this, Father God. Lord God, where there's wars, Lord God, and rumors of wars, Father God. We need not look to man, God, but look to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, look to you for our direction, Father God. And most of all, look to you for our peace, Father God. Lord God, because we know that your peace, Lord God, passeth all understanding, Father God. And God, we say thank you, Father, for the enemies trying to get fear in the people's heart, Father God, where they're so fearful, Father God. But Lord God, we know that you are a peacemaker, Lord God, that you are a peace regulator, Father God. And so, God, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, name Lord of God. Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that as the Lord God, the service moves forward, God, that you move with us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that we move right behind you, God, and Lord God, as you guide us, we follow, Father. And so, God, we say thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we ask, Lord God, that you would touch, Lord God, those that would like to be here that's not able, Father God. Let them be able to be here next time, Father God. Lord God, for whatever reason that stopped them, God, if it was their finances, if it was their body, whatever it is, God, we know that you, Lord God, can meet every need, Father. And so we say thank you, Father,
thank you,
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask that you would just continue to have your way, God, and bless, Lord God, and bless the man of this house, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for him, Father. We give you gratitude, Lord God, for who you put in this house, Father God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you lead and direct him, Father God. And so we say thank you, Father God. Lord God, we know that he has a heart for you, Father God. So we say thank you, Father God. We know, Lord God, that he moves as you give him unction, Father. So we say thank you, Lord God. And God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and just ask that you continue to have your way on today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Now it's this time. I ask that you bear with me, because most people will say this is a Bible study, but I'm only being obedient. Woman of God just told you that, and I tell you that on a consistent basis.
Amen.
Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do.
Amen.
Even sometimes I don't like to do. But I'm going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Woman of God, you put this on the chair over there, please. The speaker.
It's here, go to the table, buddy. Okay. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, God.
Pardon me. So, I labeled this morning, once in a while I do so, and you can count in your head how many times I do it, the title along with the scripture. And the scripture that we started off this morning is from Leviticus, Old Testament. And if you can recall, I told you he told me to preach more from the Old Testament. There's a lot more stories in the Old Testament, but here's the thing. Some of the stories from the Old Testament, it relates to the New Testament. It's an introduction to the New Testament.
Tell it.
It's affiliation to the New Testament. It's a testament to the New Testament. Come on, somebody. So if there's more, did I put the title up there on probably one of the guys? I'm not there. And we can put it up on Facebook. It's Leviticus chapter 20, verses 26 to 27. And then, of course, we're going to shoot on over to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 20. And then we're going to play around with the book of Exodus with this, too. Amen?
Okay, it's not either place. You have to give me a second.
Huh?
It's not nowhere, sorry. You have to give me a second.
What?
The description.
Okay. So just put Leviticus, that's all.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. L-E-V.
I know it's spelled.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, see, this is the problem with iPhone. Oh, am I not even alive?
I was going to say, I can't find it.
On Facebook.
Okay, thank you. I can't find it. I thought it was just me. That's the Android issue.
Oh, Lord, I thought I hit the start line. Lord, forgive me. Look, God, I missed the prayer and everything on Facebook. Forgive me. I thought I hit the button. Man.
Oh, my God.
That's a sign that I need a vacation. Vacation from the pain. Vacation from my kids. I can't even say the grandkids are bothering me yet. You know what I'm saying? I can't. You know, they're out of age. They don't want nothing. You know what I'm saying? They don't really need anything. But soon it's coming. Mm-hmm. Amen? But anywho, as I said that to those who didn't hear it on Facebook, I said that the Old Testament is an introduction to the New Testament. The Old Testament is a testament to the New Testament. And the things that are, all the stories that you see and read and hear in the Old Testament is like I said, is an introduction for the New Testament. Amen?
Amen.
So this morning, we're going to come from Leviticus chapter 20, verses 26 to 27. And it's going to have some ties with Ephesians chapter 6. And we're playing around with the book of Exodus. Exodus 20 and Exodus 34. So get your bookmarkers out. Amen.
Leviticus 20, 27, right?
Yes, Leviticus chapter 20, verses 26 to 27. That's the main one. You can put that up there. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Did you give me the title?
This morning's title is Yesterday's Wants, Today's Wishes is What Tomorrow Brings. Yesterday's Wants, Today's Wishes. Brings is what tomorrow brings. So, what you did yesterday may have counted what you do today. And the benefits you may reap today. The repercussions you may reap today. And then, what does bring tomorrow? Now, the Lord said in the book of Matthew, don't have no word for tomorrow. But to some of us, we have a future. It's been prophesied that we have a future. And God is not a man that he should lie, that the prophecy wouldn't come to pass. But there are some monkey wrenches in that prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by the monkey wrench, I'm talking the highest deceiver in the world, the highest manipulator. Putting on deception on the people of God so that the prophecy would not follow through. Let me tell you, I said I had to kill myself daily. I had to deny myself daily. I had to kill my flesh daily. Why? Because I want the prophecy that was prophesied to me to come to pass. Everybody I know has a job. They have a purpose. They have a purpose. And I pray that my purpose is not a Judas purpose. But even so, if my purpose is a Judas purpose, I still can be one with the Most High. I can't hear nobody. Because he didn't condemn Judas. He forgave Judas for what Judas did. But once Judas betrayed him with the kiss, why am I keep talking about this woman of God? Because there's somebody in my camp. Mm-hmm. There's somebody in my midst. Mm-hmm. Somebody whom I love and I hold dear is betraying me. Mm-hmm. Now, it could be somebody else, but how this, it could be myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the uh-oh button.
That's definitely
an uh-oh button. That's the uh-oh button. So is the Lord preparing me so for the great deception that's going to come my way, I won't be deceived? Is the Lord preparing me so I won't be manipulated by the great manipulator and so it won't trickle down? Mm-hmm. You know, every time before I get a major blessing, I have to go through a major test.
Come on now, tell me.
Hey, and I keep telling you, I failed every time. My woman of God always say, you're being too transparent, but I have to tell you the truth. I think one of the greatest, the top 10 songs in gospel is We Fall Down, No, We Stand Up. We Fall Down. We Fall Down by Bishop Donovan Clarke. Because let me tell you something. You can fall down without doing nothing. Hey! You can fall down without lifting a finger. Without looking at anything, it's just you can fall down by having a thought.
What was that? Yesterday's what now? That was yesterday's what? The title?
Yesterday wants, today's wishes is what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, there you go.
So that equation is like 3 + 1 = 4. But don't forget, that's just the surface. That's the surface. You gotta do accountability for everything and anything that you do. And some of us, men and women of God, we are surface men and women of God. Hey, this is the problem here. Oh, Lord, you give me the power to call people out. Hey, I can't. The scripture says, and now that's Paul says, we don't condemn our brothers and sisters. I'm not condemning my brothers and my sisters. I'm just letting you know where I stand and where I'm coming from and how we operate here in Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church and the entire fellowship of the Kingdom Power Fellowship. Because we have the same problems like you do. But you know what? We fish them out. We don't keep them because they pay their tithes every Sunday. Mm-hmm. We don't keep them because they are a doctor or what position they hold in the world. We keep them because of the position that they hold in their spirit and then by faith in the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. That's from the pulpit to the door.
Yes.
My wife don't get no excuse because she's the first lady. Oh, heaven no.
Amen.
No excuse in here. This is why sometimes we fall to capacity. This is why sometimes we're empty to compassion. But you know what? That doesn't negate or regulate what I have to do for the Lord. That doesn't regulate or tell me what thus saith the Lord. That doesn't get me up every morning. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Come on.
That doesn't wake me up every morning.
Come on.
I wake up, I get dressed, I take a shower, prepare myself, all what thus saith the Lord. It's a test. It's not temptation, it's a test. Because when the people do come, am I going to do it?
Come on,
even when I don't feel like getting up, taking a shower, getting dressed, putting the suit on.
Amen.
or whatever I wear for that day. Because this is the only day I don't put on what I want to put on. I ask, what's the Lord, what to put on? Mm-hmm. And then I check with the woman of God. Did she hear anything? Come on now, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26 to 27, it says, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have ye, what? Severed you from other people, that you should be mine. Your yesterday wants cannot be your today's wishes.
Come on.
My yesterday wants before I gave myself to the Lord cannot be my today's wishes.
Come on.
And my wishes can't come tomorrow because I gotta rely, have faith and rely on the Lord. He just said to me, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from what? Other people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a ouch. That's a thank you. That's a cry moment. Because there's some people that you want to be attached to that you can't no longer be attached to.
Tell it. Tell
you
it.
You got to cut them off.
Tell it.
I done preached about it's time to do spring cleaning. Go check that one out. I done preached that it's time to take out the trash.
Come on.
Go take that out. Then I said it's time to go take out the garbage. That's when we're going to take out the trash. Now it's time to clean, take out the garbage. Check those three sermons out. Because it's time that your house should be clean right about now.
Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm tired of doing spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
It should be clean already.
Amen.
I don't want sometime with friends.
Come on now.
If I can't have no friends, then I don't want no friends at all.
Come on.
And hey, woman of God's supposed to be my best friend. She's supposed to be my only friend. But come on now, she got her own thing. She got her own thing. Let me tell you something. The world says that she's supposed to be my best friend. The hell with that. I want her to be my Eve, the one that the Lord made for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to be the blessing that the Lord made for me. Forget that best friend, because best friends has a tendency to stab you in the back. But a blessing, listen, a blessing does not come with repercussion. A blessing doesn't come with any headaches. A blessing does not come with anything other than joy and peace. Which is what? Beyond all understanding. can't regulate it. People don't know how, when a blessing comes, let me tell you, when you know you got a credit score that's 495, and you put the same down payment with a person with a credit score of 780, But your car payment is only $100 more. I take that. I don't care what kind of car it is. If it's a brand new car, and you have a credit, hear what I'm saying. If your credit score is a 495,
mm-hmm.
and a person's other credit score is a 780, big difference.
Yes, it is.
It's taking about for you to jump to 780 in your credit score with a 495. It's going to take you about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you do. They're not going to let you jump that quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to regulate you. But again, the blood, he said, I make you holy. What? And he said, I took you from people.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, woo! Georgia and New Jersey ain't far enough.
He said, ain't far enough?
Ain't far enough.
Jesus.
Ain't far enough. Here, I've been charged. I've been told to evolve, help a person evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Keep trying. I keep getting denied.
Mm-hmm.
Was told to lay hands on a certain individual.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Got no help. Got no assistance.
Because
I couldn't do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because that other person had to believe that it could be so.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. So here, the Lord said he's going to cut you. He kept me away from some people. And he's going to cut you away from some people. Because there's some people in your camp that ain't supposed to be there.
Uh-oh.
Remember, yesterday wants, today wishes, is what tomorrow brings. Now, if you want the same hell that you caught from getting your wants yesterday, now you're wishing that you didn't do it. You're wishing that you haven't done it. Mm-hmm. You're wishing that you've done something else. Here, with today, you have the opportunity to do something else. You have the opportunity to correct yourself. You have the opportunity to be corrected. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if you listen to me, whether it's live or later on throughout the day or the week or the month or the year, mm-hmm. now is the time. Today, at this very moment, is the time for you to get yourself together. Because verse 26 says, and a man also a woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. Mm-hmm. They shall what?
Stone
them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Mm-hmm. So if you have a familiar spirit, that means you've been hearing from the Holy Spirit. But you choose not to condone to the Spirit. Or, come on, what you feel?
There's a familiar spirit.
Yeah, stand up, come on, come up here.
A familiar spirit.
Yeah, come up here. The camera can't see.
A familiar spirit when somebody is playing with dead spirits, people who have gone on and passed, and they're channeling into that.
Yeah.
And that is a no-no.
Well, come on. What else?
That's it.
So, the woman guy said what a familiar spirit is. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit, you can tap it.
Amen.
And then there's other spirits there also. Mm-hmm. But you have to be familiarized with what's what, with who's who.
Amen.
You have to know the Lord's voice.
Amen.
And this is why this says about the wizard, because the wizard, now here's the master of deception.
Yes, sir.
Now here comes the master of manipulation. Mm-hmm. Now what's the other one? Now here's the master of abusing.
I said manipulation.
Abusing and the manipulation. That wizard.
Amen.
Those people who can read your palm and tell you something. Familiar spirit. Mm-hmm. Those people that can look at you and read you, familiar spirit. But guess what? I don't need to read your palm. I need to look into your eyes. Sometimes I can just touch you or be next to you. I can feel your spirit. I can tell you everything about you. The good, the bad, and the ugly about you. 9 times out of 10, the Lord give me the ugly first. Because if your ugly's too bad, then I can't be next to you, right? Oh, my sister. You said a man or a woman.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Is there times that I knew that I shouldn't have done things? That's that yesterday once. Mm-hmm. And that's because it was my once. Mm-hmm. I did it anyway. Asking the Lord, let me get there to get to it and be safe. He kept me safe, like he's keeping me safe now. And had a choice to get there and walk away if I wanted to. But the master of manipulation, the master of deception, the master of deceiving, that good thing ain't here now, is it? It's not a good thing.
Have mercy, Father.
So my today's wishes is what I'm asking for the Lord.
Amen.
To have his way, to do what he needs to do with me. He's still molding me.
Amen.
He's still shaping me.
Amen.
He's still strengthening me. Uh-huh. So being with the spirit, the familiar spirit and the wizard, we have to understand and we have to identify that familiar spirit is the key of this scripture. When you go to Ephesians 6, right? Ephesians 6, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God. It yeah. talks about wearing the breastplate of righteousness. Mm-hmm. And the sword of what?
Faith.
And then he also talked about putting your...
I'm sorry, the sword is the word of God, the shield of faith, my bad.
I got it right here now. He says, stand therefore having your loins girt above with truth. That 14 is a problem. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. Some people don't want to live the truth. They can have everything else. They can have the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, right? Mm-hmm. And the sword of faith, right? That's what it is?
It's the shield of faith. The sword of faith. The word of God.
The shield of faith and the sword of word of God. You can have all that, but if you don't have the truth in you, we got a problem. Because too many of us are living by deception. Too many of us is living being deceived. Mm-hmm. You know the way you living ain't right.
Come on now.
You know what you're doing ain't right.
Tell it.
You just don't want to start over.
Tell it.
I had one cousin who we ain't talking no more because of that, what it is, the truth. Don't know the truth. But she asked the question, how do you manage to go from a relationship to a relationship and have the same energy? I can tell you why, because the last one ain't the truth.
Come on.
It ain't the truth. It ain't the one it's supposed to be. So why cry over spilled milk when I got a gallon left? Why cry over water when I got a gallon left?
Come on.
Why cry over the lie when I'm seeking the truth?
Come on.
Why cry over anything when I'm not being filled with what I need to be filled with? That's what tomorrow's going to bring you. But you have to wish for it today. Right now. Not yesterday, because yesterday is what? It's gone. It's gone. Everybody talk about, you know, especially old brothers talking about what, you know, how we used to be back in the day. Yeah. Do you still got it? No. Yeah, but yes, you do. You still have it. What you had yesterday, you still got it today. How is that possible? You have to believe. Exodus 20, verse 3 says, right? Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
None.
Right?
Amen.
Our God's a jealous God.
Yes, he is.
So if you put God first, instead of put Bernard first, instead of put Renee first, instead of put my kids first, instead of put my grandkids first, my friends, my family, oh, hell no. God's supposed to come first. And I'm not talking about just a moment. You got to put God first.
Amen.
He said, what? Choose no other gods before me. So if you want a familiar spirit, you with the wizard, and you going with them, you doing this, you going back to and from. No, he said, what is a man to and from? You're not stable. So you doing all this knowing that you're in a situation that's rocky. My God is not rocky. My God is solid.
Yes, he is.
Let me tell you something. Christ was on the cross. And he cried out, Matthew 25, Matthew 27. Forgive me. I'm going all over the book today. Matthew 27:45. He said, Eli, Yama, Sabbatani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Let me tell you. At that moment, there's three things that's going on at the same time here. Please understand, there's three things going on at the same time. Christ is right where he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't worried about what happened to yesterday. And he wasn't worried about what's going on tomorrow brings, but he worried about what's going on today. Because when he went to the pit of hell to get the keys, and then at the same time taking all the sins of the world, then before, and the future, all at the same time. And at one time, he wanted to hear from Daddy. Daddy didn't say nothing. Why? I wonder why God didn't say nothing about that.
Because when you're in the middle of the test, the teacher stopped.
Well, you're in the middle. Come on. You're a teacher. Come on. Please stand up. Why did God didn't say nothing to Christ?
Because when you
were No. You got to come on now. I'll take it to the camera. See, now she's the teacher.
When you in the middle of the test,
yeah.
The teacher can't talk.
They're
going to engage you everything.
Come on. Yeah. So when you in a test, and the teacher knows she did everything to prepare you for this task.
Come on now.
Christ knew he was prepared, but he didn't know it was going to be this strenuous. Ah! He didn't know that it was going to be this studious. It ain't like coming in and take a sip and you out. No. He had to put the coffee grounds into the coffee. Put the grounds into where you have a curry. Put inside the curry. You have to close the curry. Then you have to measure what kind of cup you want. Christ said he wanted it all. So you press 10, then you have to wait for the process. Christ is doing the process. And he wanted to know, where my daddy at? Where's my ride or die? Where's my father?
Because look at all that sin he closed in the church.
Hey! And he couldn't, no. He couldn't close his back. He couldn't turn away from it. He was like, oh, what is this mess? Oh, and let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, man from the beginning of time to this day is doing the same sins over and over and over again. It's like somebody that's taking and robbing you over and over again. Let me give you a better example. It's like you come out your house getting your car and you get carjacked over and over again. Over and over again. Over and over again, over and over again. It becomes tiresome. It's draining you. It will kill you. But because of the blood. Because of the blood. What happened? Let's go to Exodus. And I'm out of here. 34. Exodus 34:13-17. Exodus 34:13-17, and we out of here. He says, but ye shall destroy their altars,
mm-hmm.
break their images,
mm-hmm.
and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other God. For what? The Lord, whose what name is jealous, is a jealous God. He said, lest thou make a covenant with the what? Inhabitants of the land, and they go a word or go what? Whoring.
Mm.
Whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and no one what? And one call thee, and thou eat. Of his sacrifice. When you eat your sugar honey iced tea. And you try to keep a cow. And try to keep a steak. You're going to do exactly what I just read. And have no clue. That you're doing this. Because the master deceptor. The master deception. Going to have you keep twirling like a circle in your mess. God is not the author of confusion.
No, he's not.
Say it again. God is not the author of confusion. If you have confusion in your life, he said in Leviticus 27 that he's supposed to pull the people, 26, he pulled the people from you. Why do you keep pulling them back?
Mm-mm.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Because your yesterday wants is your today wishes,
mm-hmm.
is what tomorrow brings. So be careful what you wish for. He said, and then thou take of their daughters and unto thy sons and their daughters go whoring after their gods and make thy sons go whoring after what their gods. Thou shalt make thee know what molten gods. But we do. But we do. How we do it? These doggone cell phones, bro. These cell phones. The master of manipulation.
Come on.
The master of deception. You got yourself so in your phone, you don't know what time of day it is.
Come on now.
You got so much in your phone, you have to use your phone to see what the weather is. Why don't you go outside and see for yourself?
Come on now. Come on.
Huh?
You better preach, Apostle.
Huh? And then you want to cry for help. Can't help you. Can't help you. The one that can help you, that's who you need to be calling on.
Jesus.
That's who you need to be calling on. Jesus. He died for this day for you, and you still don't get it.
Jesus.
You still don't get it. Oh,
sweet Jesus.
Hey.
Lily of the valley.
Jesus. So I said to you, grace, mercy, peace in Christ Church. Mm-hmm. So I said to you, Kingdom Power Fellowship. Mm-hmm. And I said to you all who all would draw on to us, but don't feed us. Let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. Who do you call on when you're in trouble? Mm-hmm. Who do you call on when you're very little in sin? Mm-hmm. Who do you call when you're very ill or sick?
Uh-huh.
Who do you call when you need something immediately?
Uh-huh.
Who do you call when you are back, when your back is against the world or against the wall? Who do you call when you have no one else to call? Who do you call when you're exhausted from all your resources?
Yes.
Who do you call when you ran out of trust and time from the manipulation? Who do you call?
Come on now.
Your mama and daddy can't do it.
Come on now.
Your auntie and uncle can't do it.
Come on now.
Your sister and your brother can't do it.
Come on with it.
Your mother, your father, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, anyone that's even connected to you can't do it.
Come on.
And here's the best thing. Your shot caller, your best friend, and your wife can't do it.
Come on now.
Your husband can't do it. There's only one that can do it. And that's our Lord and Jesus, Savior Christ. Hey.
Yes.
That's our awesome one. Jehovah Rapha. A Jehovah Nisi, a Jehovah Elyon, a Jehovah Shalom, right?
Yes, yes.
Only he can do it. When are you going to tap into it? When are you going to let go of your yesterday once? I say to you publicly that I have to deny myself there, and I am an apostle. Not just a regular preacher, not just a regular pastor. I have major responsibilities. Can't call my wife. And let me tell you, I did make a phone call, but he had a text to another fellowship, reached out the hand, and I got a number of questions. But I got, look, I got questions and demands.
Come on now.
I got questions and demands. The way I feel in this fellowship, there's no demands. It's just questions. And if you answer the questions right and you say you want, bada bing, bada boom. But you gonna demand me to do something? I don't think so. I should have to beg on kiss tail for a blessing.
Amen.
Just said a blessing doesn't come with a headache. Mm-hmm. I already saw it in the spirit, not here. I already say I can look at your eyes and be next to you. Look into the man's eyes. Never been next to them. I already know there's something going on that ain't need to be going on. Why do I need to be a part of this? Christ, God already took me away from what? Those kind of people.
Amen.
Why am I putting back into my life? You only come back into the Lord, say come back in. And he ain't that kind of person.
Amen.
So I gotta continue to clean house. I gotta make room for what thus saith the Lord. How can he give me what he needs to give me when I got crap in the way?
Come on, Rich.
How can I put a chair here that the Lord wants me to put a chair here when I already got a chair there?
Amen.
That ain't supposed to be there.
Amen.
So understand your yesterday wants, your today wishes is what tomorrow brings. To God be the glory.
Oh, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you, Lord God, for your many blessings. We thank you, Lord God, that we take your word, God, that we hide it in our hearts, Father God, that we will not sin against thee. Father God, we ask, Lord God, as we leave this place whenever your presence, God, that you would give back to the man of God everything that he gave out tenfold, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will pour him now a blessing, God, that he can hardly receive it, Father, that is so tumultuous, Father, and we say thank you, Father. God, we ask, Lord God, that the hearts and the minds of the people as they listen to the word will be changed because they apply the word. They won't just be hearers, God, but doers as well, Father.
Yes, Lord.
God, as we leave this place, whenever your presence, we ask that you continue to guide us, direct us, and to all manners of truth, Father. Until we meet again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, except we had some technical difficulties. When I get back on this podcast, I pray that we didn't. If you ever experience technical difficulties on this podcast, we always live on Facebook, which is Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Amen?
Amen.
In this meantime, I am Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC. She's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you.
Yes.
And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, and know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, all because I let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be safe. See you on Friday, Victory Friday, next week, amen, at 8 p.m. Be blessed and be safe.